I spoke to you on Thursday, those that were here. We sent out an announcement on Realm as well. Felt strongly impressed of the Holy Ghost on Thursday night, multiple times Thursday night, for today to be a day of healing, for today to be a day of miracles. How many have shown up with expectancy in your heart today? How many have shown up with expectancy in your heart today? How many believe the Lord is still a miracle worker? Come on, how many know he hasn't lost any of his power? He still has all power in heaven and in earth. How many know there's still nobody like our God? He still sits high. Oh, hallelujah. How many know he's still bigger than every disease? He's bigger than every cancer. He's bigger than every sickness. He's bigger than every problem. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you believe that, shout amen. Oh, hallelujah. Simply today I preach on miracles. Turn to your neighbor, tell them nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Somebody shout, nothing is impossible. How many believe that today? I said, how many really believe that today? Nothing. Nothing is impossible. I don't necessarily feel to preach long, but I do feel to preach. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. The Lord in the first book of our Bibles spoke at creation, and he said these words in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3. And God said, let, somebody say let. Let there be light. And there was light. You need to understand today, it's a small word, but it is a very powerful and profound word. That word let there be light is, when you study it out and look at it, it is a commandment from a king. Let. That word specifically used in this context is a commandment spoken by a king. I mean, no, he's still the King of Kings. Oh, hallelujah. And here's the thing, when the king speaks, then within his spoken word is the authority for which he has spoken to be accomplished. Oh, hallelujah. Within his word is the authority. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 4, where the word of a king is, there is power. The power is in the word when the king speaks it. In fact, God's word is so supernatural. Now watch this now. His word is so supernatural that he spoke for there to be light on the first day. But he didn't even speak into creation the sun until the fourth day. You tell me how there was light first without what we would consider to be the source of light even being in existence. Ooh, that's what I'm trying to show somebody today. Wrapped up within the word of the king is so much miraculous power that he can work in ways that we cannot even fathom. And he can perform what we cannot even comprehend. I don't know how there was light, but no sun. I have no idea how that happens, but wrapped up within the word of a king, there is an authority to cause things to happen that doesn't make any sense to the human intellect and to human reasoning. But God said, I don't operate the way you operate. I don't think the way you think. I'm not hemmed in to the parameters that humanity is hemmed into. I can speak light when there is no source of light. Come on, somebody praise him. Somebody needs to understand today, God is not dependent upon anything to accomplish what he has spoken. It's not he spoke it, and if this is in place, then it'll come to be. If he spoke it, it'll happen. And it'll happen irrespective of what we may or may not think is necessary for it to happen. I need somebody to hear me right now. God doesn't need any help to accomplish what we would desire for him to accomplish. God doesn't need any structure. God doesn't need any framework. God doesn't need any assistance of any kind in order to accomplish that which he has promised in his word. Because he promised it. His word spoke it. He doesn't need anything else. And that should bring encouragement to somebody in the room today. For as you look at your story, you might not see any way out of the mess you find yourself in today. With your own intellect, your own thinking, you don't see a door. You don't see an avenue. You don't see the framework for a miracle anywhere on your horizon. There seemingly is no hope for you. The doctors have told you there are no more treatment options for you. It may look like there is no avenue of healing from the pain that you're currently enduring, but I've come to let somebody know that God does not need help. He doesn't need anything, and he doesn't need anybody. He doesn't need options. He doesn't need possibilities. That's what we need, but that's not what God needs. I hear the word of the Lord saying, I can make a way where there seems to be no way. You didn't even know it was there, but I created it. When I spoke my word, there was an avenue that was created that you had no idea was there. It wasn't a possibility for you. It wasn't a potential for you, but your word isn't like my word. When I speak a word, doors open out of nowhere. When I speak a word, avenues are created right in the middle of darkness, right in the middle of pain, right in the middle of confusion. Woo! When I speak my word, things begin to happen in realms and in dimensions that you have no idea. Come on, somebody praise him in the house. Come on, if you believe it, praise him, praise him, praise him. Woo! And I feel to speak it today in the house because somebody's trying to figure out how it's going to work. Somebody's trying to figure out, well, if this will happen, then this will happen and this will happen. And if maybe this will happen, then maybe this will take place. And you're trying to work it out in your own mind how your issue is going to get resolved and how your issue is going to get solved. The problem is when you add it all up, you come to a big fat zero. But I'm here to tell you, you need to stop trying to rationalize and you need to stop trying to tell God how he needs to work and what he needs to do because you can't figure it out anyway. Somebody just needs to put your trust in the God of all heaven who has the power to speak his word. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Somebody shout amen. Here's what you need to know. All he needs is what he already is. tweet that. All he needs is what he already is. Because Jesus would say this about himself. John 14 and 6. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I need somebody to hear me. God doesn't need a way in which to work. He already is the way. He don't need somebody to map it out for him. He is the way. What he needs is what he already is. Because he is the truth. Then he can perform that which he desires to perform, even if we can't fathom it. Because it doesn't matter what we determine truth to be. He is the truth. See, there's a difference between facts and truth. Facts are the x-ray you're holding in the doctor's office. Facts are what they're showing up on the CAT scan. Facts are what the doctors are telling you is invading currently your body. That may be facts, but that's not truth. Somebody needs to stop allowing facts to be confused with truth. I know it may be factual. We're not saying they're lying to you. It may be factual. But my Lord said, I am the truth. And if you want to know what it's going to look like when the story is over, stop looking at facts and get your eyes on the truth. Because I know the Lord would hear somebody to say, or that would say to somebody, truth is greater than facts. Ooh, somebody shout amen. Somebody shout amen. You may be seated. He is truth, which means he can do that which we cannot even fathom. So many of you have heard the story. Some of you haven't, so I'll tell it to you. I was preaching at a church one day, and a Hispanic lady showed up for service. She was no doubt hungry for God. She showed up, it was her first time. She needed a touch from the Lord in a desperate way. The problem was she didn't speak English, and I didn't speak Spanish, and we didn't have a translator. So I just got up and preached. And halfway through my message, this lady that was hungry for the Lord and a touch of God upon her life, I saw the Holy Ghost hit her. She began to weep and cry in the presence of Almighty God as the Lord began to do a miraculous touch in her life. I knew she could not understand a word I was saying. So I just thanked God for touching her and kept on preaching. The next day, the pastor of the church that I was preaching at called me and told me that through an interpreter, that lady had thanked him for bringing in a Spanish-speaking preacher. He told her, ma'am, he was not a Spanish-speaking preacher. She said, well, through the interpreter, what I heard him preach was fluent Spanish. I don't care if you believe it or not. Because God saw a lady who had faith to believe that he was going to do the miraculous in her life. And because of that, even though it looked like there was no possible way, he said, I'm the way. I'm the truth. And somewhere with the words leaving my lips before they entered her ears, the Holy Ghost translated it into Spanish. And God did a miraculous work. I'm here to tell somebody. It doesn't matter what you can't see, how it's going to happen. It doesn't matter if you can't comprehend how it's going to take place. It doesn't matter if you don't see any possible way. I'm here to tell somebody, the one who is the way, the one who is the truth, the one who is the life, is able to do a supernatural work in your life. Put your hands together. Put your hands together. Give him praise. You might not understand how, but you're not going to be able to deny that it happened. The blind man in John chapter 9, they came, Jesus heals him. And they come and they question the young man. How did this happen? Who did this? How did it take place? How did it transpire? And the ones that were questioning, speaking to this man, they said, don't you know the one that supposedly healed you? He's a sinner. Speaking of Jesus. And this man, they asked him, they said, what happened? And in response, John chapter 9, verse 25, he said, whether he be a sinner or no, I have no idea. There's a lot about him I don't understand. But one thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see. I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he worked it out. I don't know how he made a way. I don't even fully understand who he is. His ways are above my ways. His ways are past finding out. But I don't know how it happened. But what happened is undeniable. I was blind, but now I see. Somebody's about to have that same experience in this room right now. Somebody's going to ask you tomorrow how it happened. And you're going to say, I don't know. I don't know how he works the way he works. I don't know how he does what he does. All I know is I showed up with cancer and I left cancer free. I don't know why I feel to say this, but somebody's going to leave this house and you're going to testify to the fact that I showed up unable to have children. But I'm going to leave this place physically able to have a child. I don't know who that was for, but if it was for you, somebody needs to praise him for the miracle. And let me hear me. I'm going to prophesy in the Holy Ghost. Whoever that's for, when you give birth to that child, it'll be an anointed vessel used for the glory of Almighty God. It is going to begin its life in the miraculous, and it will live its life in the miraculous. Whoever that is for, somebody lift your voice and give God a shout of praise in this house right now. Stand to your feet all across this auditorium. Stand to your feet all across this auditorium. The presence of the Lord is in this house. The power of the Lord is in this house. Somebody lift your voice and give him praise in expectation. In expectation. In expectation. Come on, somebody give him praise with expectation in your heart. I feel faith in this house right now. I feel faith in this house right now. I feel the miracle worker in the house right now.